This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, for those that haven't caught on to the charades, do keep in mind what Carol Doinitz said. Carl Doinitz, friends, he said back in the 30s concerning Hitler's war, it was the politicians that brought it to war. It was the politicians that brought it to the war. And what took place there shortly thereafter? Well, we can see what took place, folks. And the reason I'm bringing that up again is because for those that haven't caught on to the game as to how you're being played on a daily basis in this country, friends, you're being inundated with propaganda from the left and from the right, friends, from the east to the west to the north from the south, folks. They are inundating you with lie after lie after lie after lie. Did you pay attention to the commercial again? Because I'm busy exposing the lies with the truth, the light kicking and reproving the darkness there. But we just heard that President Barack Hussein Obama's kicking out 35 Russian spies and shuts down the diplomats out of Washington, D.C. because of their part taking and their part that they played in helping Donald Trump to become the president of the United States of America. Now, do keep in mind he's doing everything within his power and he's acting out exactly what I said he would do. He would try to do what he could do to create as much turmoil, folks. This is what happens when you allow lawless people to remain, but he's going to create as much chaos as he possibly can before he gets out because they're attempting to create war. And here again is Russia again, friends, just staying on the prophetic edge. Here again is Russia. If it's not China, it's Russia. Now they're acting as if they're, well, arch enemies between us and Russia. Keep in mind, folks, Barack Hussein Obama, some time back. Here, as a matter of fact, you know what? I think I'm just going to play it for you. Because, again, friends, this is pro wrestling at its very worst. They're all calling for a new world order, and they're all working in alliance to create that new world order by what, again? Out of chaos, can we create a new order? Listen carefully to Barack Hussein Obama sharing with one of the diplomats on a hot mic to go ahead and tell Putin. Listen carefully what Barack said.
It's my last election.
On my next cycle, I have more flexibility. And he's telling him to tell Putin that he's going to basically lighten restrictions when it comes to nuclear bombs, friends. Okay? He said, my second cycle. Listen again carefully again, friends. He said, my second cycle. It's a hot mic. That's why it kind of sounds bizarre. Sam, can you play that one more time?
My last election, yeah. And after my election, I have more possibility. Yeah. And this, I transmit this information to Vladimir and my family.
Wait a second, I thought they were enemies. And wait a second. And wait a second, friends. Aren't these the guys doing business with the Russians as they're calling ranchers in Oregon and in Nevada terrorists, friends? I'm trying to figure this out. Is they're selling uranium ore to the Chinese and to the Russians? I mean, folks, isn't this also the president of the United States that just said that anybody that said that there's any election rigging going on concerning if Hillary Clinton won? Well, because they thought she was going to, or at least that's what we're told, right? Leading through opposition. But isn't it interesting to note that he said you're in a delusional state? Now he's doing everything in his power that the American people are giving him with a free hand to go ahead and create more chaos. Folks, they're not enemies, they're partners. When are you going to figure this out? China's the blueprint for the New World Order. And folks, we talked much about this yesterday and how they're using ISIS, which is Hitler's modern-day SS, to create and establish a new order, is what Hitler said during the Third Reich. And what they did back then, friends, is they used the Muslims to basically eradicate any political opposition. So we're seeing line upon line, precept upon precept, exactly what they did back in history, and history's repeating itself right in your face. Now, going back again to what I was just saying, because I caught it during the break, wasn't it interesting that he was going to go ahead? This is just about 40 minutes ago. President Barack Hussein Obama kicks out 35 Russian diplomats out of the country. And diplomats indeed they are, friends. What is diplomacy? Seduction under another guy, said Benjamin Franklin. And that's exactly what you're falling to, America, if you're not opening your eyes to the games that they're playing on you, because you are the pawns in their game. So the joke's not on them, no matter how bad you think they are, and no matter how much you don't think they know, you better bet your bottom dollar they know exactly what they are doing, America. What we're going to be talking about today is false flag attacks. Who's responsible? And folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it over to the fact that what a government will do when it forsakes the God of Israel. Well, it will attack the children of God, namely the children of Israel. And Israel is not demographically, friends, the state of Israel. Folks, it's literally the people. That's Israel means God's fighters. And when people talk about, you know, you better not touch Israel, you better not touch Israel, that's true. But we're talking about the people that are called the children of the God of Israel, because Israel defined out means God's fighter. And I love that. But again, friends, look what he's doing. Look what's going on in your country. And folks, we need to awaken as to what's going on here. Again, we're going to be talking about false flag attacks. Who's responsible? And again, what a government will do when it forsakes God? Well, it will attack his children. And that's exactly what we're seeing on a global scale today. It reminds me of George Whitefield, the great preacher, the great awakening preacher during the Revolution, Revolutionary War days. What he would do is he would go and talk and he'd preach to the young people. What a smart guy. He would preach to the young people in the colleges, and he was the one that was responsible for saying, man left to himself without God in Christ is half devil and half beast. I'm going to give you 42 instances of false flag attacks. And again, who's responsible? Folks, you're not going to be surprised. If your head's not stuck in the sand, you're not going to be surprised at all. I'm going to bring them about line upon line, precept upon precept, as to who's responsible for the false flag attacks. And what is the purpose of the false flag attacks? Obviously, it's there, friends, to do what? Only attack political opposition. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Who said that? None other than Adolf Hitler himself again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation, or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got lots to talk about, and I'm actually looking forward to this again because we're exposing what's taking place on a global scale here, friends. We're seeing the charades being played out between countries today through representatives. And, folks, I just played some audio. It was kind of bad, but it was a hot mic, and that's why it was bad audio. But it was basically Barack Hussein Obama talking during, right before he scammed his way to a second term concerning his time in the People's White House at the approval of the American people. Though they say not, they allow him to do the things that he does. How ridiculous and how shameful should the American people be for tolerating the criminal that resides in the People's White House today. He attacks, and his whole end aim is to destroy everything we are and to give us over to a foreign country. And of course, we understand this is exactly what God promised to a nation, that would forget his commandments. That's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. Again, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, you'll understand exactly where we're at today. What I want to talk about today is false flag attacks. Who's responsible? What a government will do when it forsakes God. Well, what a government will do when the people forsake God is how it first starts off, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes, and then we see corruption in government. Let's go back again to an infamous individual named Hermann Göring, who said, listen carefully, this premises, folks. This is the supposition on what we're going to be talking about, and everything pivots off what I'm making to set the stage for the next 45 minutes. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Do you remember right after September 11th, George W. Bush, son of George Herschel Walker Bush, son of Prescott Bush, who was indicted actually financing illegally Hitler's war back in 1942? You can go online and find out what I'm telling you. It's interesting to note, he said after the supposed supposed terrorist attacks. And America, let me just lay to your candor, who's attacked you more since September 11th, more than your governments? And I'm talking about corruption in government. Nobody has. Do keep in mind, he said, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Now, let me say this again, Hermann Göring. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism. Either you're for us or you're with them. And exposing the country to danger, it works the same way in any other country. Now you can understand why the likes of President Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, warned us, friends, that the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second known to the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not be the first, become the first legalized version of the first, it says. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Again, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. So just to clarify, folks, who said this? Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Why is it that everybody in this country knows the obvious, but for some reason or another, they just don't call it for what it is? To their own demise, might I add. I mean, folks, we know Adolf Hitler said, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Now, what is he talking about? What is he talking about doing? Well, again, keep in mind, friends, what our friend Hermann Göring just said. And, of course, I'm being facetious. But he says, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Well, that was his subordinate. And again, I'm talking about Adolf Hitler now saying terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than the fear of sudden death. So when people get afraid, what do? They submit to the person telling them that they're in danger. And why is that? I don't know. Because, I'll tell you, I do know. Because they are subjected to the fear of man, which brings about a snare. It's not a good place to be. And I want to tell you why they end up in that position. It's because they don't fear the face of God. It really, truly is that simple. Now, I also want you to remember, folks, that terror defined in the Oxford English Dictionary is government by intimidation. And also keep in mind, going back to September 11, 2001, Condoleezza Rice said under George W. Bush, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. And it's exactly what you're seeing in this country, because I shared with you yesterday that Henry Kissinger said about them that reject the New World Order. See, folks, what you're seeing today in this country is you're seeing Islam in the hand of the globalist attempting to establish a New World Order. Mr. Henry Kissinger said himself that those that reject the New World Order, well, guess what, friends? They are deemed the terrorists by none other than the pedophile himself. And also going back even over to Barack Hussein Obama, friends, I mean, you know what he said concerning Islam, and I'm talking about Islam in the hand of the New World Order monkeys, and that's really what it comes down to. But wasn't he the guy that said that they wouldn't stand for anybody speaking out against Islam? Yeah, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said that. The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. And I want you to listen to me carefully again. You're seeing Islam, first the homosexuals, now you're seeing Islam being used into the hands of the New World Orders, friends. And what they're doing is the message is either submit or else. Okay? And I want to tell you how they do it. Because, friends, there's many documented false flag attacks where government carries out terror attacks and then falsely blames its enemy for political purposes. And I've been sharing this with you for years. As a matter of fact, I even been to the USS Arizona in there in Hawaii. And it was interesting to note, before September 11th, they even likened what was going on concerning the attacks on September 11th back to December 7th, 1941, concerning none other than Roosevelt himself doing the same things in a similar fashion as to what took place on September 11th. Do your history and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They were provoking Japan. They opened themselves up for an attack. And what was the purpose? Well, to incite the people in this country to go to war to make a lot of money for folks like, well, none other than the military-industrial complex. And here we have it. But let's go down to 42 instances, namely officials in government. These are the people that told on themselves, which carried out the attack or seriously proposed an attack, and they admitted to the crimes that I'm going to highlight right now, either orally or writing. They either said it or they wrote it down. So here's number one. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train in 1931 on a train track and falsely blamed it on China in order to justify an invasion on Manchuria. This is known as the Mukden incident or the Manchurian incident. The Tokyo International Military Tribunal found several of the participators in the plan, including Hashimoto, a high-ranking Japanese officer, have on various occasions admitted their part in the plot and have stated the object of the incident was to afford an excuse for the occupation of Manchuria by the Kwantung Army. So they were the ones that actually incited the violence. And again, why did they do this, friends? These are false flag attacks where governments are carrying out terror attacks and then they blame it on their enemies. And folks, by the way, just so you understand on a smaller scale, you're beginning to see the Muslims now coming up with hoaxes trying to blame innocent people as they play the victim when in fact they're found to be perpetuating the crime. That is the definition of totalitarianism. They blame you for the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Let's go to another one. Number two, a major with the Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945 that under orders from the chief of the Gestapo, and he and some other Nazi operatives faked attacks on their own people and resources, which they then blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. And by the way, friends, I want to tell you this. Nobody believed those conspiracy theorists until after the destruction had taken place. Only to find out that those conspiracy theorists were not theorists at all. They were exposing those that were committing the act of conspiracy. And those that were helping those that were committing the act of conspiracy were calling out anybody that spoke out against the conspiracy as theorists. And I hope you heard me clearly, friends. I hope you heard me clearly. Number three, Nazi General Franz Halder also testified at the Nuremberg trials that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the German Parliament building in 1933 and then falsely blaming the communists for the arsons that Hermann Göring committed. So, folks, you need to wake up as to what's going on in your country. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death, Adolf Hitler. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, or you can go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE. BradleyDean1EE on my Twitter account. My Facebook account is BradleyDean2E. BradleyDean2E. And if you'd like to call in, love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here because we understand, as our forefathers understood, that there is no king but King Jesus. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, and 1 Corinthians 11:1. Yeah, that's fantabulous. Folks, again, we're talking about false flag attacks and who is responsible and what a government will do when it forsakes God. And we in this country, when you read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, it starts out, we the people of the United States. And we also understand what the Declaration of Independence declares. Again, those that serve, we the people, those that we delegate to from God, friends, those that we entrust through delegation, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, because we are the government. government in this country. We're talking about terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death, said Adolf Hitler. Now, by the way, friends, when I was doing some homework on some of these quotes, it's amazing how the revisionists want to take away from the responsible party. Did Adolf Hitler act out this statement? Absolutely every step of the way. And the fact of the matter is, again, friends, you know them by their fruits, and this is the fruit of none other than Adolf Hitler himself. As a matter of fact, I started off the first and the second segments highlighting what Hermann Göring said, because when we're talking about false flag attacks and what a people, namely a government, will do when they forsake God, Psalm 9:17, we know that that nation turns itself into hell. And we see what happens when you let the lawless represent we the people and you let them go ahead and at will give them a free hand. We cannot do that. We are not those sort of people. We hold them accountable to magnify the law, not to tear it down, right? But again, what we're talking about is false flag attacks where a government carries out terror attacks and then falsely blames its enemy for political purposes. And again, keep in mind what Hermann Göring said. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. We don't have leaders here. We have representatives. He said that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country, said this devil who is now in hell. And why is he in hell? Because, you know, the Bible tells us to the man that was in hell that, listen, you have Moses and the prophets. If you don't want to listen to them, how will you be persuaded though one rose from the dead? Yeah. And guess what you've been being preached, folks, rightly, guess what's been preached at you for the last 60 years in this country? Just the exact opposite. So you might want to learn from the man in hell. We need to listen to Moses and the prophets first and foremost, so our ear will be tuned in to hear the voice of the resurrected one. His name is Jesus Christ. Let's get back to this. 42 instances of officials in government which carried out the attack or seriously proposed an attack where they admit to either orally or in writing. I just shared with you that Nazi General Franz Hodler testified at the Nuremberg trials that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the German Reichstag, the parliament building, in 1933, and then falsely blamed the communists for the arson. Why? To create a war. And that's exactly what you do. You attack yourself to create war. And that's what they do. And this is what this is what communism does, friends, and communists do. A Soviet leader, Nikita Khrushchev, said and admitted in writing that the Soviet Union's Red Army shelled the Russian village of Manila in 1939 while blaming the attack on Finland as a basis for launching the Winter War against Finland. Russian President Boris Yeltsin agreed that Russia had been the aggressor in the Winter War. But let me ask you something, friends. How was it reported to you? The media told you in situations like this? In all 42 instances, as a matter of fact, friends, Finland was the aggressor. Russia had a right to go ahead and attack Finland. But wait a second. What we're talking about is false flags. And who is responsible for actually perpetuating the crime, folks? Nikita Khrushchev admitted in writing that the Soviet Union's Red Army shelled the Russian village of Manila. It killed its own people in 1939 while blaming the attack on innocent people, namely Finland, to create a war. To create a war, and it's been admitted to. And it's interesting how we always find out the guilt after the fact. When they're dead, we find out the truth. But while they're alive, again, you got all those conspiracy theorists. Folks, I mean, let's use a little common sense. What? The file on John F. Kennedy, who was shot in 1963, November 22nd, what's the percentage? 82% of the American people believe that Oswald didn't pull the trigger. Isn't it amazing how they just kept pushing down your throat? And even the 200 eyewitnesses, folks, that seen the shooter on the grassy knoll, they were all discredited. And by the way, there was over 400 people that died around that investigation, just for the record. Wow, isn't that crazy how that works? Why aren't the records open until 2020 or 2025, America? Because all those that are responsible for the crime will be dead. And guess what, friends? You act as if the government is a government unto themselves. Folks, they're using the law against the law as you're being ensnared and brought back into Egypt on ships, only to bring you back into bondage. Think. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than the fear of sudden death, said Adolf Hitler. Isn't that crazy? Folks, again, what we're talking about right now is false flags. And what a people will do, a government will do, when it forsakes God's moral law. Number five, the Russian parliament, current Russian President Putin and former Soviet leader Gorbachev all admit that Soviet leader Joseph Stalin ordered his secret police to execute 22,000 Polish army officers and civilians in 1940 and falsely blame it on the Nazis. I didn't do it. Man, the devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do anything that you chose to do. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? It's not going to work on judgment day, friends. You better take wise counsel and hear what I have to say concerning prudence when it comes to your part before you step before God on judgment day. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be freed from sin. Not the man or the woman that's looking for an excuse to cover up their sin. That's not going to fly. It's just not going to work. It's called taking responsibility. Look, we're talking about governments that have admitted after the fact, friends, that they were the ones perpetuating the crimes, and then when they're dead, it's safe to tell the world the truth of the matter. And again, friends, I want to lay to your candor, what did the media do? How did the media report these incidents? Exactly how they wanted them to report the incidents. They wanted, folks, they had you hating the wrong people. In loving the wrong people. Number six, the British government admits that between 1946 and 1948, it bombed five ships carrying Jews attempting to flee the Holocaust to seek safety in Palestine. They set up a fake group called Defenders of Arab Palestine and then had the pseudo group falsely claim responsibility for the bombings that they themselves were responsible for. How was that, folks? How was that reported to you? Exactly the opposite way. Number seven, Israel admits that in 1954, an Israeli terrorist cell operating in Egypt planted bombs in several buildings, including U.S. diplomatic facilities, then left behind evidence implicating the Arabs as the culprits. One of the bombs detonated prematurely, allowing the Egyptians to identify the bombers, and several of the Israelis later confessed to the crime. Folks, did you hear what I said? And then they later confessed to the crime. And folks, it's really, this is what happens when you pull the curtain back to see who's really responsible for what's going on in your country. Folks, they're calling this administration, let's go to the present, the most transparent administration in American history. Yes, not the way he wanted it, though. Not the way he meant it to be. And the reason it's the most transparent administration is because the mercy of God has brought to the light crime after crime concerning this criminal in the People's White House. The media is the most powerful entity on the earth in so many different ways. That's why you have Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, friends. Because they have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power. And if you're listening to the state-controlled media in the United States of America today, you better understand that they control the minds of the masses if you are lured to bite onto that filthy, rotten, demonic hook. And that's why the Bible tells us friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's in James 4:4. If you go to 2 Corinthians 6, it tells us to come out from among them. Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. We are a consecrated people as unto our Father. We are to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are to be consecrated for his purposes. We are to know what the word of God says. Because we're not conformed to the world, we're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. Does that sound familiar, friends? We need to wake up as to what's going on. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about folks, false flags, and who's responsible. We're on number 8, and we got 42 to highlight. What happens to a government that forgets God? How will they respond? Just like George Woodfield said, half devil and half beast when they're left alone without Christ. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information, by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about false flags and what a government will do when it forsakes God's moral law. In other words, America, when they forsake your voice, who is called to be the law under God, one nation under God, what they'll do. And again, we're talking about false flags and how they'll create the chaos as they attempt to bring in the new world order. And what they do so many times, friends, is they are the ones inciting the war only to blame their political opposition, and that's exactly what we're highlighting right now. During the end of the last break, I was highlighting the fact that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And we can see that today big time. Big time. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And that kind of reminds me of Mark Twain. By the way, he was a pretty vile dude for those that did not know. But he was right when he said this. He said, if you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. If you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. And it reminds me of, again, King David when he said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes in Psalm 101, verse 3. And folks, we got to get back to the Word and stay there so we can detect by the anointing and the Holy Ghost the lies that are so prominent today in this country. Let's go to number 8, speaking of false flags and who's responsible for it. The CIA admits that it hired Iranians in the 1950s to poison communists and stage bombings in Iran in order to turn the country against its democratically elected prime minister. You see how this works? It's WWF. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. It's exactly what you're seeing today from Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Bushes, folks, going back over to what's going on in China, what's going on over in Russia. Folks, they're allied. There's an alliance. There's a covenant of death, and it will be disannulled once again. Let's go to number 9. The Turkish prime minister admitted that the Turkish government carried out the 1955 bombings on a Turkish consulate in Greece, also damaging the nearby birthplace of the founder of modern Turkey, and blamed it on their political opposition, Greece, for the purpose of inciting and justifying anti-Greek violence. Folks, what are you seeing today? Exactly the same thing. Let's go to number 10. The British Prime Minister admitted to his defense secretary that he and American President Dwight Eisenhower approved a plan in 1957 to carry out attacks in Syria and blame it on the Syrian government as a way to effect regime change. Did you hear what I said? And folks, by the way, on a smaller scale, but just as dangerous, this is what drug wars are all about, regime change. That's all it's about. And they're exhibiting my point to a T. We're talking about 42 instances where officials in the government, which carried out attacks or seriously proposed an attack, where they admitted to either orally or in writing. Folks, I'm highlighting their oral or their writings right now. Number 11, the former Italian prime minister, an Italian judge, and the former head of the Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, with the help of the Pentagon and the CIA, they're always in the mix, aren't they, friends? Carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries in the 1950s and blamed the communists in order to rally people's support for their governments in Europe and their fight against communism. As one participant in this formerly secret program stated, you had to attack civilians, people, women, children, innocent people, he said. What's going on with these Muslim attacks, friends? What's going on? And who's behind it? Who does it work for? Who gains from all of this, friends? Government. Why are governments trying to disarm you? Is there advancing illegals to go into prospective countries to plunder and destroy? Why are they trying to disarm you? Why are they trying to break down your financial system? Who's doing this? Why is it that they'll condemn the crime, but they won't condemn the actors, friends? And then when it comes to like the likes of Maxine Waters, as I highlighted yesterday, representative from the 43rd District in California, that said if you refuse, for example, Sharia law, you're a bigot. See, they condemn the act, but they advance their agenda. It's as simple as it gets. It really is. And again, if we would simply go back and be as a child and receive the word of Christ when he said, judge them by their fruits, Matthew 7:14, it's pretty simple to see what's going on when you look at the branches of these corrupt trees. But listen again. One participant in this formerly secret program stated, you have to attack civilians. You have to attack people. You have to attack women and children and innocent people. Why? Because you have to garner the support of the popular opinion. And the only way to do that is by attacking the innocent. I didn't see anybody crying when Saddam Hussein was hung. I didn't see anybody crying when Mao Zedong died, except the idiots that subjected themselves to him. I didn't see anybody dying or crying when a Cuban dictator over there, Fidel Castro, died. I didn't see anybody crying about it. No, but when it's children, and guess who's behind it? The government stands back as the problem solver, not in every given case. And by the way, this is why they always want a lone wolf. They want the lone wolf so it's a close, it's a clear-cut close case. They got it. And that's why they always try to use the lone wolf. Go back to Lee Harvey Oswald. Case closed. Forget about all the other people that died off. Don't forget about the Warren Commission, who was added to the Warren Commission, the fox in the chicken coop, to go ahead and blame Lee Harvey Oswald. Shut down all the opposition and eyewitnesses. Kill all them off. And in America, you better listen to what we have to say, because this is the official report. And America stands back and they let the truth fall in the street, Isaiah 59, and then they wonder why they're in trouble all the more today. The participants said, you have to attack civilians, people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, said he. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn the state, to ask for greater security. And bingo, that's exactly what happened after 9/11. You better pass the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional. And though not one of the 535 that represent we the people had time to read it, because they passed it at 3:30 in the morning, they went ahead and signed on, because if they didn't, then they would have been the one that didn't care about America. Doesn't that sound familiar? And this has been going on in America for a long, long time. A long, long time. Folks, what we're talking about right now are the false flag attacks, when government carries out terror attacks and then falsely blames its enemies for political purposes. Hey, folks, how many times have you been called racist by this criminal administration? How many times have you been called Islamophobia or bigot or whatever they want to call you? Or a lack of Christian for standing on Christ's word. How many times have you been called names by these people that have been found out over and over and over again concerning the crimes that they accuse you of, where they have been found guilty over and over and over again? And I have been warning you, America, for a long time concerning what you're dealing with. If you understand this method, you will understand what's going on in your country. They smack your face, they pull your hair, they decry victim status as they accuse you. And what are they doing? They're the ones perpetuating the crime to tear down the law so they can bring you back into bondage. What are they doing? They're accusing the innocent. Hey, folks. We're to stand up for the truth. Let the truth in your life be like that lion that doesn't need to be defended. It will defend itself. But you got to speak it forth first and foremost. My goodness. You ready for this one? Number 12, in 1960, American Senator George Smathers suggested that the U.S. launch a false attack made on Guantanamo Bay, which would give us the excuse of actually fomenting a fight, which would then give us the excuse to go in and overthrow Castro. The Bay of Pigs! Number 13, official State Department documents show that 1961, the head of the Joint Chiefs and other high-level officials discussed blowing up a consulate in the Dominican Republic in order to justify an invasion of that country. They always create the war so they can come in as the problem solver. What happens when government gets out of the way? What happens when America understands what's going on and they begin to shut down these bureaucracies that have been created for our security? Guess what? You're going to find, hey, folks, after September 11th, as I said earlier, who's been under attack? I'm asking you. Who's been under attack? Your enemies couldn't have dreamed of doing what has been done to you. And it's been corruption in this government that has done it to you, America. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, Talking 23.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.